Okay, let's get into Arla Daf Mem, the 40th Daf here in Maseches Arla. And the we're up to the Mishnah on Daf Lamatesma Beis. But first I said I would start with the discussion of the Mishnah that we had on yesterday's Daf, and that is Mishayel Chavile Tilton. So those familiar with Maseches Beitza know that the beginning of Maseches Beitza on Daf Gimel, the Gemara brings up this Mishnah. This Mishnah of Mishayel Chavile Tilton is brought up there. And the Girsa that we have in our Gemara has two extra words that our Mishnah here does not have, right? Nisarva ba'achirim. Our Mishnah has that if there is a bundle of fenugrek, bundle of kilei akarim, you have to burn it. And if that bundle gets mixed up with the other chavilos, they all have to be burned according to Rav Meir, because it's davar chashuv. And the Chacham say no, it could be batel. But there's two extra words that appear in our version, quoted in Beitza, Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara says there, Nisarvu ba'acheros, va'acheros ba'acheros. Right? Not only does you have a bundle that got mixed into one, or Meir says that's aser, but even if one of those bundles now get mixed into the next one, that's also acheros ba'acheros. Right? We have that girsa. The question is, do you have that girsa up above? Also, in the previous line of the Gemara. So that girsa is a big shaila. Why? That's Tosus. Tosus says right there in Beitza Daf Gimel Beis, Va'achiris Va'achiris. Tosus also has that Girsa. Like Rov Rishonim have that Girsa there in Maseches Beitza. Again, of our Mishnah here in the third parak in Arla. Says Tosus, Tema, Diim Kain. One second. Remeir holds it's usser if you have a bundle that got mixed into a mixture and then that itself got into mixed into another mixture. Diim Kain, Oser, Svek Sveka. So Remeir is holding that he doesn't hold the Svek Sveka. The double doubt, right? Because maybe in the first, right, it got mixed in the first group. Maybe you pick one up. Maybe that's the mutter one. And even if it's the usser one, it fell into the second one. Now you have a second doubt. So ubitaroves, and Tosus quotes Perek from Perekataroves in Maseches Vachim, that, you know, everybody seems to hold of Svek Sveka Lakula. So how could you say that this is usser? So Al Kain, Logaris, Rabbeinu Tam, Bacheres, Bacheres. Rabbeinu Tam takes out the Girsa, and that's what our Mishnah has here in the Yerushalmi. He doesn't have that Girsa. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch Omer Degaris LeShapir, and the other Rishonim, most Rishonim say no, you have the Girsa and you have to figure out exactly why it would be Lechumra here. V'achi Birusho Shenis Arev Gam HaIsser, right? The Isser got mixed in. V'sakat Adachamid Shemuter Hove Ika Kein Shrei Rubei Kamash Malan V'oti Reitzri Degaris LeShapir V'alpikin L'Matz of the Mifshah Mehacha. You can't say. You can't prove from here generally. Anyway, this is the question in the Girsa of that Gemara. What's the Lundus? Why would you say Svek Seka is Aser? So it might be about that sugi is about a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin. That's where it's brought up by Beitza Shenolda on Yontif. And so maybe you could say there, which the Gemara says there, that a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin is not Batel, even in a Svek Seka. Fine. But our Gemara is not talking about a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin, it's just a Davar Iser, Kileya Kerem. Is also forever. So that's not a reason why it shouldn't be batel. So one has to give some other type of explanation. Is this not really a case? One of two types of explanations. Either this isn't really Svek Sveka, or this is a Svek Sveka that you'd be machmer for. It's not a Svek Sveka. Why? Because it's all about mixtures. Pashas, it sounds like it's a Svek Sveka. Right, it's the first big something a nisr fell into the first mixture, then the first mixture one something for the first mixture fell into the second mixture. It sounds like it's a Svek Sveka. The Rashba there in Beitza also deals with this question. He gives a Medivre Rabbeinu Tam Nilmod to call Svek Sveka. I feel about the Rishis Lamatirin Mutter LaAlter. Right, any Svek Sveka would be Mutter. That's why Rabbeinu Tam changes the gear. So why the time of Mishum to call Shu Besvek Sveka? Heter Gomor Mashvinan Lay. That's an important lashon. Because there are two major, and we'll add three, approaches about why Svek Sveka is Lakula. Why do we paskin Svek Sveka is Lakula? So there is a truth about the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't say it is, but compares it to Rov. Rov. Because usually, what's a Safek? 50-50. Let's say a Safek is 50-50, so you have to be Machmir. So in a Svek Sveka, now you have more chance, you have more percentage, more than 50, that it's Lakula. And therefore, that's why you would say Svek Sveka Lakula, because percentages, and it's a rov. It's really a din of rov. He doesn't say it is, he says adif me rov. That's the Rashba. But that's how the Rashba is quoted as it's Midin Rov. The other suggestion is by the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says based on the Rambam, because the Rambam says that the whole din of Safik Da'oraisa L'Chumra is a din to Rabbanan. Mi Da'oraisa, Safik Da'oraisa is L'Kula. Meaning the Torah only says things are usher when they're Vadai. If they're Safik, it's not usher. That's the din of the Torah. Mi Da'rabbanan, we say Safik Da'oraisa L'Chumra. So says the Ra'ah, that's the Rambam Shita, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, and elsewhere. So the Ra'ah says, based on that Rambam, so when you have a Sfek Sfeika, so that's a Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. That's why. It says, when you have one Safik, that's a Safik D'Oraita, the din of Safik D'Oraita L'Chumra is itself a din D'Rabbanan. So with a Safik D'Oraita L'Chumra, you have to go L'Chumra mid-Rabbanan. But when you have a Safik about that, when you have a suffix of the suffix, a sex feka, so then you go back into suffix now about an Isra Durabanan, because the whole din is Sari Durabanan Lakula, Sari Durabanan Lakumar is in Durabanan, so that's the svara of the Ra'ah, that it's a sex feka, is based on suffix Durabanan Lakula. So according to both of those approaches, really sex feka is not a new yesod. Sex feka is either working midin rov, or it's working midin suffix Durabanan Lakula. But according to those, it's not, nothing different or unusual. And nafkamin is for those could be, you know, what if the percentages are not, didn't start out 50-50? What if, even after the double suffix, there could be just as much percentage of Isser? There are nafkaminas. But there is another idea that Rav Shimon Shkup has. The Achronim have it. They did it in different ways. Rav Shimon Shkup and Rav Salvechik. And that is what Rav Salvechik called no leidas asafik. Which means, if you have to ask so many questions, is this part of the Isser and maybe it's not? And it's so removed. It's so removed, and you have to ask so many questions to know if it's going to be usher. So then that's, you don't even have to ask those questions. What's called no leidas asafik, or that's the Rav Shimon Shkup says it in his own words. But it's so far removed. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam here is saying. Right? The Rashba goes Rabbeinu Tam sex feika is heter gamer mashvinim lay. It's mutter. It's nothing. No. It's not even the way that also that the Achronim say it. It's not that there's a hachra'a. Usually there's a hachra. You don't know what to do, so we'll paskin. There's a question what to do, and the answer is to go lakula. Sfek sfek, in the last approach of Noli the Safik, there's not a question that has to be answered. It's not a hachra that we're paskining. No, it's not paskining. It's just that there's no question to ask. It's just like you don't have to say, are you allowed to plow on Wednesday? Yes, because it's not, there's an Isser it's matired because it's a weekday. No, it's not Usser in the first place. Right? It's kind of like, again, a mashal, Heter of Ochel Nefesh, Hutra Dechuya, or not Usser at all. Those are the three approaches, right? Is it Hutra Dechuya? The Ramban says no. It's not even Hutra. It's not even that it was Usser and now becomes Mutter. No, it was never Usser in the first place. The only thing that's Usser on Yontif is Meleches Avoda, not Meleches Hana'a, to use the Ramban's Lashon. So it was never also in the first place. So that could be also by Sfek Sveika. There's no Leidas HaSavik. It wasn't, not a question that even has to be answered. So maybe that's what Achronim say. That's what this 2 days in Tosfos, whether you would say Sfek Sveika is Usser here. If it's no Leidas HaSavik, then every Sfek Sveika is going to be Mutter. If it's one of the other approaches, maybe there could be more limits in this case. Again, sex sake is obviously one of the largest sugyas in all of Shas, and therefore we'll stop right now. Says the Gemara now. So that was related to the girsa of the Mishnah on Daf Lamites, and now we're on Lamites Mabez, where we said in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Meir has a more expansive shita of what's not batel. Right? Rabbi Meir says the bundles will not be batel. Why? Because Rameir says, Es shadarko lihimanos makadesh. Right? That which is, two different versions, always or sometimes counted out before it's sold, that's the thing, that's what's not batel. The Chacham say, no, only six things. Rabbi Kiva says, seven. So what are they? The Elohim, these are the six things that everybody agrees, they're dvarim chashuvim, and therefore they're not going to be batel. Elohim, it goes a prach, some types of walnuts from prach, rimone badan, right? We referred to those yesterday, the Mishnah in Kalim spoke about, special types of pomegranates from badan, chavios stumos, closed barrels of wine are considered chashuvim, the chilfos tirdin, right? Some types of leaves from the beets, right? The marafolda, alin mitzlaos hatardin, leaves from the beets, kilche kruv, right, the roots or the stem of the kruv, some type of cabbage, vidalas yavanis, and Greek gourds. Marfolda gedola v'chashuvahi. I think we had a lot to say about these Greek gourds back in Maseches Demai. Delas Yibanis. These are the six that everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan say it's not bato. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afkikar Shabalabais. Also, loaves of a balabais. Those are also chashuv. Those are chashuv. Why are they chashuv? Are they chashuv? So the Marafolda says, because they're big. They're big. The storekeeper makes smaller loaves because he's going to sell them, but the balabais makes big ones, shengadolos, lakach chashuv osein, lafuki shal naftom shengtanos, excluding those of a baker, which are smaller. The rasilio also has, not only are they bigger, but they use finer flour. The Rasilio. Chada disolasso minufe harbe. It's minufe. It's very, it's sifted very well. And therefore, it's a greater quality. So it's based, kigosa balabais, quality and quantity. That's quality. Mashenki benachtom de ein solasso kolkach minufe. The o de enangdol is kolkach. So that's the difference. The Rasilio says quality and quantity. The Mishnah adds one more line. Haroi lo arla arla. Harayla kilei kerem, kilei kerem. On this list, these six items are not batel. Those items that are royla arla, meaning fruit, items that are called pre. Arla only applies to pre. So those are la arla. That's what's not batel in 200. Harayla kilei kerem, kilei kerem. What's right for kilei kerem? Not fruit. Yurakos and tvua. Yurakos and tvua, that's what combines for kilei kerem. Apple, an apple tree in the middle of a vineyard, is not usser. It's not usser. Right, remember, trees, it's only when we graft them together, but Kilei Kerem, specifically by Yerakos and Tvua, as the Torah Sheva'al Peh tells us. But that's the, so whoever's fit for, the Egozim are pre, and the Rimonos are pre, and the Chavios, if they're wine, they're Kilei Kerem, so everything fits it. Good, we continue now. Top of Daf Mem and Aleph now. Rav Yonah Bois, Rav Yonah notes, boy, remember in Yerushalmi doesn't always mean a question, where the Marafolda says, Rotzalomar, Rav Yonah wanted to say, Hashke de Perach lo, right? Only what's on the list, Egoz de Perach, the walnuts of Perach, those are not batel, those are chashav, but almonds, Shkedim, Shke de Perach, lo, they would not be included. The Chavios Dumos, right? Number three on the list was closed barrels. So closed barrel, if I have a closed barrel of wine, of Truma wine, and that got mixed up with 500 barrels, closed barrels of chulin, they're all aser. It's not batel. Chavios dumos. So says the Gemara, Masnisa bestuma ben astumos. The Mishnah is talking about a case of all closed. Stuma ben astumos. Aval stuma ben hapsuchos v'niftecha. But what if you have a susum wine, right? A closed barrel of truma wine that got put into open barrels. So at that moment, there's no mixture because you can see which one is closed. But then somehow the Truma barrel wine got opened. V'niftecha. So now what? Now what? It was already usher, but now what? Now it's open. O psucha ben astumos. Or you had an open one amongst the stumos. V'nistema, and then it was closed. So in those cases, tzricha shir acher, you need a different shir, meaning matayim. Meaning in those cases, you say it's batel. Say it's batel. Even though you might have said that, oh, when it got mixed in, it was closed. So doesn't that mean it's chashuv? No, because right now it's open. And therefore, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, lo tema kivan destuma meikara haisa chashivi velo batli. Well, when the barrel first got mixed in with the other barrels, it was closed. So at that moment, it was davar chashuv, so it's not batel. No, but right now it's open. Ela kivan sheniftecha batla chashivusa vitzricha shir acher. Right, and therefore, right when it's open, then its chashivus is batel, and therefore it needs another shear, meaning you get 200. And the other way, if it was open and now it's closed, so you might say, oh, now it's closed, so it's davar chashav. No, but when it got mixed up, it was open and it was ready batel. It's ready batel. Right, nami says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, ipsucha ben astumos finistema nami betel bechadame. It's also batel. Tekivan shekfar batla bihiyosa psucha. Once it's already batel, when it was open, shuvein oseres is not going to aser. So that's the diak of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishnah, when it says it's not batel, is only when it was closed when it started, and it's still closed. And it's amongst closed barrels, and therefore you can't know the difference. But if it's stuma ben apsuchos, v'niftecha, o psucha ben astumos, v'nistema, tzrichos shir acher. Says the Gemara, one second. Heich efshar lif psucha eitzel hastumos. Right? What does the Gemara say? If it's psucha bein astumos, then you need 1 to 200. But if it was psucha eitzel astumos, then there's no mixture. You see which one's open. So if it got mixed up when it was open, then don't you see it's open? Right? So what's the mixture about? It's nikar. It's nikar that it's pasuach. And also, the Rav Chaim Gadayevsky says, there's no bittel. Meaning remember, bittel only takes place where you don't recognize, it's a mixture here, and you can't identify the iser. But here, what does it mean that there's a case of psucha bein astumos venistima? Right? Can't you see which one is nikar? Which one is open? So it must be Amr Bzeira. Bzeira says Tiftar. It must be talking about this case. Bipsucha Eitzel Chenvani. Shikastum Eitzel Balabayas. The Chenvani, the storekeeper, closes his barrels very, very tightly. He doesn't want any of the aroma to go out. He wants to keep it very fresh. But a Balabayas is not as machbid. Right? Let's say we open something. So we'll put the cover back on, but it won't be as sealed. So that's what we're talking about here. That's how. It was sealed, but it was only partially sealed. It wasn't sealed mamish very tightly, and therefore that's why it's called psucha and stuma. It was psucha when it first got mixed in, but it wasn't really psucha. Meaning the chenvani would consider it psucha, but the balabayas would not consider it psucha. Right, you see, we in the Mara folder. Bepsucha eitzel chenvani, shikastum eitzel balabayas. Legabe chenvani, if you have the chenvani, the storekeeper's view, havali psucha, shenim gufa yafis, not fully, totally sealed from the chenvani's viewpoint. Aval eitzel balabayas, havali shavar magufa, regarding a regular person, private person, it's fine, it's closed. She'ein derech balabayas lahadok hamagufa heitev. It's not the derech of the balabayas. Once you open it, you close it. You don't have to seal it so perfectly. Umairi, and what's the case here in the Brisa, in the Gemara, commenting on the Mishnah? Umairi shenis arva bebeis chenvani ben astuma shalo. Shein stumas mamish. And the case is where it's in the storekeeper's house. It's in the storekeeper's house amongst his closed barrels. So it's inherently open mitzad the chenvani. Because he, in his store, he would close it and seal it very tightly. But it's at his home. And he didn't seal it so tightly, and it got mixed up amongst real tightly closed ones. That's why it's called psucha ben astumos, and that's how it could have gotten mixed up, because you can't see that this is open and this is closed. Says the Gemara, but fahatani v'nistama, but doesn't it say then it got closed? According to what you're saying, the Gemara is asking, nothing ever happened to it. It was partially open, and that's how it could be called closed and open. Right, because it was, but nothing happened. So, but it sounds that it was like something happened. Vinistima. So, where I said, yes, something did happen. Tifter shachazer baila vinatzla. No, it went from the house of the chenvani to the house of the balabayas. That's what happened. So, it was only partial. And once it goes to the balabayas, that's why it's called stuma. Because regarding mitzad the chenvani, it's called open. But mitzad the balabayas is called closed, because that's all, you know, that he needs to do, and therefore something did happen. But either way, that's the Gemara's explanation of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that it's not batel, it's only stuma bein hastumos, and it was always sasum, and it still is sasum. Good. We continue. Vadalas Yavanis, the Greek gourds, Rabbi Krispa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, call Elaine Kiraya. The kirvasa, the anan achlin, all of these, male and female, right, two different types of gourds, that we eat, the las yavanis inan. Those are all considered the las yavanis, right? All the ones that we eat. The Rechai Ganevsky says, mine de las hein. Right, the different types of the las, different types of Greek gourds. The Marafolda calls them the las zacharim and the las nekevos. Right, male and female gourds. What does that mean? Different types of gourds. Good. Harayla arla v'chulu. The Mishnah ended off by saying, whatever on this list, these six items, whatever is arla in the world of arla, which meaning the fruit, so that's related to arla. It's not batel 1 and 200. Or kilei akarim, whatever relates to kilei akarim, those are the vegetables and the tefuah. So he asked the Gemara, Rabbiona boy, lama leinon. Leinon is like less amrin. Leinon amrin harayla truma. Why does the Mishnah say, whatever is roi for Arla, fits out of these six, the fruit go to Arla, and the vegetables go to Kilei HaKerem? Why didn't it also say, and whatever goes to Truma, goes to Truma? Right? Why does it not include that? The Gemara answers, because everything goes to Truma. Amalei Rav Yossi, Truma no heges b'kol. Arloin Hagas Bakol, because Truma is Noe Bayot. What do you mean? Whatever goes to Truma. They're all go to Truma. So you don't have to say that. The Mishnah is talking about items, categories that don't apply to everything. So that's why it didn't mention Truma. It only mentions Arla. Again, Arla owes only by the fruit and the other items on the list, the Tfua and the Yerakos apply to Kilei HaKeren, but Truma would apply to everything. Again, not Yerakos Mida Oraisa, but that's fine. Good. Remember, the Rambam holds against the other Rishon. Remember, everybody agrees that Yerakos of Truma is Drabanan. Trumas and Maestras apply the Machlokas. If you remember all the different Cheetahs that we discussed numerous times, the Tosfos and Rashi and the Ramban and others hold that Trumas and Maestras Mida Raisa is only by Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Only by grain, oil, and wine. And maybe grapes and olives. But that's unclear in the Ramban, a la Torah. But that's it. The Rambam holds all fruit. All fruit are Trumas and Maestras Mida Raisa. But vegetables, for sure. Maisi Yerukas Drabanan. That's the Gemara. Nobody could argue. Even the Rambam wouldn't include Yerukos in that case. But here, at least regarding, I guess, all the items in the list of on the Egozi Parach, Yuani Badon, I guess all of those would be Truma would apply to all of them. And therefore, you know, that's why it does not say it. Dalas and Kilche Kruv, Lachor, those are Yerukos. So maybe this Gemara is a little bit smach to the Rambam, that even everything's included, but even Yerakos are not included, the Rabbanan, okay, a little difficult. Good, let's continue. So what happens? We have these six items that are not batel. What happens if then they're crushed and they're opened? Says the Gemara, yeah, then they lose their chashivas. Nispatsu ha'egozim, if the nuts are crushed open, nispardu harimonim, they're peeled, nispatsu achavios, the barrels are open, nischatchu adaluim, nisparsu akikaros, all of it, I mean, they're not whole anymore. They're crushed, they're cut, they're sliced, yalu bechonamatayim. Then they're batel. Right? Even Rabbi Meir, or even this is the Rabbanan sheet. The Rabbanan who say, even the Rabbanan who say these six items are chashuv, but now they're not chashuv anymore. Lachara Rabbi Meir would say the same thing. All the items that are chashuv Rabbi Meir, once they're cut into smaller pieces, so then they lose their chashivas. It says, nisparsu akikaros. When the loaves become sliced. When the loaves become sliced. There is a very interesting Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin about cutting the challah. About Nisparsu Hakikaros. Paz Hakikaros. Right, the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Beis that Rav Ashi told his shir what he's giving shir on the next day. Rav Ashi Uki Ashlosha Malachim. Amar Lamacher Niftach Bachavrin. Tomorrow we're going to talk about our Chavrin, right? Our colleagues. Meaning he doesn't say he's going to talk about the Malachim tomorrow. He's going to talk about Menashe Melach the next day in shir. But he doesn't give Menashe the covet. And that night, Asa Menashe's Chazdei Bechelma. That night, Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream. Omar Chavreich v'Chaverei Dech Avuch Karisle. You call me a friend? You call me a colleague? Mehecha Basla Mishra Amotzi. Do you even know where to cut the bread for Amotzi? Right? Amar Lei Lo Yadana. Rav Ashi says, I'm not sure where you're supposed to cut the bread. Amar Lei. So Menashe Hamelach says, Mehecha Basla Mishra Amotzi Lo Gamiris v'Chavereich Karisle. You don't even know the basic din of where to cut the hamotzi from. So you're calling me a chaver. You know, how could you do that? Rashi there says, Ein cha yodea me'eza makam apasa tersorach letzo hamotzi, v'chaverecha karislan, v'yatakori osono chaverach. So Amar Leitz, what did Rashi answer? What's the Rashi's reaction? Where did he cut the challah from? He just wants to know the halacha. Me'agamareli, teach me, ulumachar darishna le mishimcha bepirka. And tomorrow, I'll quote it in your name, Amar Leitz, Mehecha de Karim Bishula, from where it is most baked or most crusted, Karim Bishula, Rashi, Derifta, Mimakum Shenikramin Panel Shal Pas Bataner, where it's crusted over, Dahainu Milamala, O Misvivo Sapas, O Mishulav, above or below or on the side, Avo Beem Salo. Not in the middle. Okay, Rashi gives another pshat. Either way, this is the halacha that Menashe HaMelech brought to Rav Ashi and saying, what are you talking? You're not giving me the kavod. And Rav Ashi just wanted to know the halacha. What is the halacha? That's an interesting question, right? It's not clear the difference between hugging. Like, when do people cut their challah from? Do they cut it from the edge? Some people, dafka, don't eat the edge based on a different gemara. They cut off the edge. Some cut it from the middle. So whatever you do, you know, you can fit it into the gemara. But that's the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Zayin, in Aruch Chaim, Botzea bapas b'makum shene'efe heitev. Where do you get that from? You learn that halacha from Menashe HaMelech, right? Baragola, Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, right? Where it's baked the most. Uvepas didan, the Rama says, Yishlev soa betzarapas, on the side. V'yachtoch ma'am yisara elyon matachton, from the top and from the side. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to do, but you learn that cut, that slicing challah din from Menashe HaMelech. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara, if once they get crushed, that they lose their chashivas, what happens if naflu v'acharachach nispatsu? What if they fell into the mixture and therefore they're not batel? But then you crushed it all up, so now there is batel. Bein shogi bein mezid. So different days, three different days in the Tanoim. Bein shogi bein mezid lo yalo diver meir. Meir says it's not batel, not batel. Even if they get crushed up, even if they get crushed up, even shogeg, even if you got crushed up a shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Shogeg B'Mezid Yalo. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. It's always Batel, even if you did it B'Mezid. Even if you crushed it up B'Mezid, you violated Bito L'Chadchila, so still Yalo, it's Batel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'Shogeg Yalo, B'Mezid Lo Yalo. Depends, the chilek between Shogeg and Mezid. What's this Machlokas about? Three different days. My time, Rabbi Meir, why did Rabbi Meir say that even if it's Mevutal Shogeg, it's going to be Asur, Kanso B'Shogeg Mipnei Mezid. Where it comes, if you allow the shogeg, then people are going to say, oh, it happened b'shogeg, when really it happened b'mezid. So we're koni shogeg atu mezid. My time at Rebbe Yehuda, kvar kansu biyado. What's the reason for Rebbe Yehuda? Well, even mezid were meko and his batel? Because the knas, the fine, is already in his hand. What does that mean? The fact that it was crushed up already makes it worth less. And therefore, says the Marafolda, shenis kalkulu haperos kishenis patsu. It gets worse, already it gets worse, so we're not going to, even though he did it on purpose, we're not going to punish him anymore. And my time is Rabbi Yossi says, no, it depends, shogeg or mezid. Kai to Amr Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol yisur, and shariba aleim, shogeg mutter, mezid asur. So you have a chiluk between shogeg and mezid, as you have in many places in halacha. Interesting, the summary shown him, the Meiri, in Gittin, Daf Nun Dalet, says, what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? Rabbi Yehuda says that it's batel. It's batel. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say min b'mina was not batel? That's his famous shita. Min b'mina was not batel. And look, and this is talking about min b'mina, right? Or else it would be nikar. So the chora talking about min b'mina. So he has that's a big kasha. That's the meiri. Mahutzrach Rabbi Yehuda l'ma'am kansin and shogeg atu mezid. Follow af hu omer min b'mina lo batel. V'zebade min b'mina hu. Because if it wasn't mino, you'd see. Kishain mino har yachol liver as a iser. Because she iser nikar ain't no batel. Afilu be'elef. V'yish befarshim, he quotes a deya that the whole din of min b'mino for Rabbi Yehuda, lo batel is durabanan. He does not agree with that because it's based on psukim, right, by the dam of Yom Kippur. V'nira kenta mikra kamuchachla. And he quotes another, doesn't answer the question. So we've shown him deal with this. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, isn't this min b'mino? And therefore he should say the whole thing is not batel anyway. The whole thing is not batel. Anyway, this chilek of shogeg and mezid, whether bevatel and eschachila, right? We have a parallel to this whole discussion in the Tanaim also in terms of Maisa Shabbos, where there's a big discussion in Ksubis and in Shabbos about if somebody does a malacha on Shabbos, is it mezid? Is it it depends if it was mezid or shogeg. It depends if it was Jew or non-Jew. Right? All different rules and regulations about Maisa Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the beginning of Bishul in Shin Yud Ches. What we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, and the Rama adds in, Osha asa achas mishar malachas. Cooked, if somebody cooked on Shabbos, or did any of the other malachas, b'mezid, asur lo la'olam. If he did b'mezid, it's asur for him forever, even if he does tshuva. Ulacheir mutal mot Shabbos miyad. And for others, right, they could benefit right away, miyad. Right, the whole concept of b'chdei shiyasu is only by goyim, not by Jews. So cooking on Shabbos, mezid aser for him forever, and others mutter right away after Shabbos. U'bishogeg, aser bo b'yom gam la'acherim. If it's bishogeg, then it's aser also la'acherim. But erev mutter gam lo miyad. But at night, it's mutter even for him. Right? And then the Mishnah Berurah here says this applies to all the malachas. All the malachas, not just Bishul, but all the malachas. What if it's a malacha d'rabanan? That's a shiloh, right? So that's really three questions. Was it a malacha d'rabanan or malacha d'araisa? Was it a Jew or was it a non-Jew? Whether it was a mezah, was it shogeg? Those are the three questions that affect us. There is a chai adam. The chai adam says that maybe the whole idea of ma'isa Shabbos doesn't apply to hotza'ah. It goes on the list of Hotza being a malacha gerua, right? The Tosfos and Daf Beis in Shabbos, because you didn't really accomplish anything, you just move something from one place to another place. So maybe the whole idea of the chumrah of Maisa Shabbos doesn't apply to the malacha of Hotza. Okay, but anyway, we have this three-way machlokas tanoim the halacha when it comes to bittol iser lechadchila in this case. Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'shimer boshia. Let's do a little more. Ha'yilafad of me'ah v'chamishim chavios. Right, we have this. Earlier, if somebody has 150 barrels, and one of them in there is truma, and it's closed, so it's not batel. Nispatchu mea mutaros, chamishim asuras. But if 100 of them got open, then those 100 are now batel. It's even if the truma is in there, it's batel, and the 50 are still asur. Vashar lekshiyatchu yimutaros, and the others when they're opened will become mutter. And Abba Reb Zeira lo amra lekshiyatchu. Clearly, it says Reish Lakish's lashon is if. You know, if they're opened, if they somehow get opened, halif toach lechadchila aser. But no, you can't open it directly. You can't open this right, because that would be the iser bittel iser lechadchila. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Two more daf here in Maseches Arlah.